Welcome back to the West Wolf Podcast. I am your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, J.D. Jackson at the West Wolf Pod, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, the Los Angeles Clippers drop another game versus the Brooklyn Nets. New York is ruining the debuts of one James Harden in the Big Four in Clipperland. But we'll get into all the reasons why that is right here on the West Wolf Podcast. But first, guys, I have to ask you, please, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Castbox, and much, much more. So please, please hit that subscribe button. Now let's get it. Guys, the Los Angeles Clippers drop another game to the Brooklyn Nets 100-93. The reason was this game was shit. All right, right here is where I'll break things. I'm kidding. I wish I could throw this game out, guys. Look, this was not a good one. Long story short, to start the game, the Clippers were playing defense, getting deflections and steals and block shots and things like that. And at first, I was very proud of them through the first quarter that even though their shot wasn't falling, I mean, they couldn't hit anything. Even though their shot wasn't falling in the first quarter, they stepped to their defense. So I actually tweeted that out when the first quarter ended. Quarters two through four, guys, it happens. I think the poor shooting nights just kind of started to sink into the mental of the Los Angeles Clippers. And the defense just wasn't the same after that. It's really hard to work so hard defensively and not result in points for such a long time. And I think, by the way, I'm not making an excuse. I'm just explaining. And I think it just wasn't their night. They just couldn't hit anything. And it started to seep into their defense in the second, third, and fourth quarters. And the Brooklyn Nets were just standing all by themselves, shooting wide open threes. The Clippers couldn't rebound the ball on possessions they did dig in. So it didn't matter. That plummeted the defense rating for the game. It was just, they had too many turnovers. I think James Harden had five or six himself. It was just bad. It was truly bad basketball. It was bad basketball. So I'm not using this one as an example of what this team could be. It was just bad all around. It wasn't their night. Okay, you guys know I'm a big fan of let's give these guys at least 10 games before we really, really start to draw any conclusions. You know, you want to make predictions, that's fine. Predictions about what game 10 will look like, that's fine. I'm just not going to be a person that sit here and says Harden needs to be benched or Russell Westbrook needs to be benched off of two games. I think that type of prediction is premature, and I think it lacks all kinds of context and things like that in only two games. Like, it just doesn't even make any sense to make that prediction. But if you want to predict, hey, I think by game 10, you know, that they'll fit better or they won't fit better, here's why, that's fine. But personnel changes after two games, that's just ridiculous to me. But nonetheless, guys, I won't really use this game as some kind of barometer to judge. It wasn't good basketball. It was just ugly. It looked like a boys and girls club game. It just like a pickup game in the park. On both ends. So, yeah, I wish I didn't have to talk about this one. I'll put it like that. Try to muster out as much as I can. Now, when I talk about the shooting, I mean, Russell Westbrook and Paul George specifically were just... they just couldn't hit anything. Russ was 6 of 18. Paul George was 7 of 20. They shot the exact same from the three-point line. They both shot 25%. 20%, I'm sorry. Because Paul George was 2 of 10. And Russell Westbrook was 1 of 5. Now, Kawhi Leonard was also 1 of 6 from 3. The only big four that shot well in this game was James Harden. And James Harden was 4 of 9 from the field. And 2 of 5 from 3 for 40%. So that's pretty much where we're at. Now, I want to say something. Russell Westbrook, you guys know I'm a big fan of his. Always has been since UCLA. He's just a lot of fun to watch. And one of the reasons why my Twitter says realistic Russell Westbrook fan, not a stan. And the word realistic is, hey guys, this was not a good game from Russell Westbrook. It wasn't. The one thing I think that he did well is he took care of the basketball. He had 8 assists to 1 turnover. Outside of that, I thought he didn't shoot well. I thought he chose shots he didn't need to choose. Like, his shot selection's been really, really good. I didn't think it was great in this one. Just because the Nets were baiting him to shoot the corner three, it doesn't mean he has to take them all the time. If he knew he had an off night, he was having an off night, or he was going to have an off night. And as a player, you know when you're just not feeling it. He should have went to the back. He can close the gap. He's been doing it all season long. He did it last season. This whole gimmick defense of lagging off of him. He's so fast and strong. Once he closes the gap, it's back one-on-one. He can get to the basket. He can drive and kick. He can do all those things. And I thought he took the bait in this particular game. And he knew he was off. There was a stretch where he just did not do a good job of guarding Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker was just standing by himself hitting threes. That caused a lot of hemorrhaging. And then the Nets, you know, just continued to just rain threes. I didn't think he was great. And he's been excellent defensively for about, in my opinion, this entire season and last season as well. But he didn't do it. He did not perform on the defensive end, in my opinion, either. Now, he ended the game with 13 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. You know, so it's not like he wasn't putting in work. But by his standard of Russell Westbrook, the former MVP, the 9-time All-Star, the 3-time assist champ, the 2-time scoring champ, one of the greatest players to ever play, this wasn't a good one for him. Come on, Russ fans. Don't get upset. We know he's better than that. So that's my take on Russell Westbrook. Now, I think he's going to bounce back versus the Dallas Mavericks. He loves the challenge of Luka Doncic anyway. We all know that. So we'll see. I think he'll bounce back. I'm not worried about Russell Westbrook, but he's been excellent through 6 games. He was not good versus the Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday. Now, James Harden, he led the entire team in turnovers. He had 5, okay? No one else had more than 2, and that was Terrence Mann. I'm sorry, Paul George had 3, so I apologize for that. Man, I don't even remember Paul George's turnovers. So Paul George had 3. James Harden had 5. James Harden had 12 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. And he was 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. I don't know, guys. He's been here 5 minutes. He had a ton of bad turnovers in the second half. I don't know, guys. I don't even know. He's been here 2 days. Some of them were, you know, they're inexcusable. You know, you throw it into the third row, it seems. Get your pocket picked. But it happens in basketball, right? So again, this game, I don't want to use it to make any type of predictions of what they'll be in game 10 and if this team can work or not. It was just bad. Now, he did shoot well. He's the one person of the big four that actually shot the ball well. Zubac was 5 of 9 with 10 points and 10 rebounds. I don't know, guys. He always has efficient shooting because he shoots everything at the rim. I don't know. Defensively, I think he had a couple of blocks as well. He had 3 blocks. So, I don't know. He always has a good stat line, which keeps me from really making these crazy assumptions or accusations about Zubac, but I don't know, man. It's something. He does get attacked in the pick and roll, but that's every big that's on the floor in the NBA in 2023. It's been happening like the last like 4 or 5 years. He gets put in a blender, and that's going to happen because he's 7'1". He's slow, so that's going to happen. Yeah, two part. Kawhi was 7 of 16, 1 of 6 from 3, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Yeah, I think he had a steal as well. 2 steals, 1 block. Paul George had 3 steals, 1 block, by the way. I thought Kawhi was okay. It just wasn't a good game, guys. I don't know how else to say it. PJ Tucker was the one person I thought he was great defensively throughout the entire night. And that's what PJ Tucker does, right? Gets his hands in there, gets the strips. That's his calling card. I don't think he's hit a corner three yet, which is what he's always done. But he hasn't hit that this year for the Clippers as of yet. But he's only been here 2 games. So we'll see. That's about it, guy. It just wasn't. Oh, Terrence Mann returned. I don't want to miss saying that. Terrence Mann returned. Look, he was 0 of 2. But let him get his legs up under him. He's definitely not in game shape. You know, if you got something wrong with your ankle, knee, there's not a lot of cardio you can do. And so let's just let him get his feet up under him, see if he can provide some kind of help. So he had 4 rebounds and assist as well. So just give him a chance. Give him a chance. Norman Powell, he was 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 5 from 3. He had 10 points. It's really weird that with the acquisition, especially since Bones isn't really getting that many minutes, it's really odd to see that Powell, he had a flurry, I think, in the third. But outside of that, you can kind of forget. He played 22 minutes. But you can kind of forget he's even out there. And it's really, that's not a byproduct of the James Harden trade I thought I was going to see. I thought Bones was going to lose time. But Terrence Mann has been injured until yesterday. And Bones didn't really play yesterday. He only played 6 minutes. And I still found myself wondering where Norman Powell was. And he was out there and he was working. But I did not expect that with the trade. It's interesting. It's interesting. If he's going to be the de facto 6th man, and he played the most minutes out of everyone that came off the bench. Okay. He's got to see more touches. He only had 8 shots. So, Bones shot it 6 times in his 6 minutes. PJ Tucker 3. And so he shot it the most. I just find myself the last 2 games after the James Harden trade wondering that, like, he's kind of forgotten about. And I think we need to make sure that he gets his touches. Because he puts a lot of pressure on the defense and he draws a lot of fouls. And I know some people feel weird about his foul baiting and things like that. Which, by the way, now there's 2 of them because James Harden does the same thing. But he gets fouls drawn on the opposing team, and that's helpful. And then he gets to the free throw line, and he's an efficient free throw shooter. You score points like that as well. You slow the game down for James Harden. And in my opinion, James Harden should be playing with Kawhi. If you stagger the minutes correctly, but we're going to get to that. And so it's just something that I've noticed that has me wondering what's going on with this trade, that you can just find long stretches of time when he's actually on the floor that you're not even thinking about Norman Powell. I just found myself saying, where is he? You know, he can get you 16 quick, you know, and the last 2 games outside of the floor he kind of was not a part of the offense, not a part of the flow. And so I think that's something we should watch. Now, last but not least, guys, look, I have to ask. I have to talk about. I talked about the players not playing defense, right? I talked about the bad shooting. I talked about Norman Powell, how he's forgotten about. Maybe we should kind of rectify that. Zubac, he did put simply in a pick and roll. Done all of this stuff. Russell Westbrook didn't have a good night, okay? But first of all, if our first and second options shoot 7 of 20 and 7 of 16, 2 of 10 from 3 and 1 of 6 from 3, you're going to have a tough time winning. Like, I should probably say, if they just shot anywhere near normal, they probably beat the Brooklyn Nets anyway, despite all of this. If we're being honest, they just didn't shoot well at all. And that's option 1 and 2. Okay. I have to talk about Ty Lue. You guys know, one of the reasons why I was excited about Russell Westbrook being a Clipper is the brilliant coaching and basketball acumen of one Ty Lue. Okay? Guys, I don't understand what the heck is going on. Now, he gets 10 games as well, but you want to, because he's the coach, you want to see some changes and adjustments and things like that within the flow of the game and game to game. Russell Westbrook should be playing. They should all start. I think that's the right thing to do. Let them start. Let them figure it out. Okay? I say 10 games, and I think that's the right time to draw a conclusion. But we can start to dissect it probably after 5, right? And then you wait the other 5 to say, okay, this is what it is. Like, is it getting better by game 5, or they still look like it's game 1, you know? But right off jump, from the start, you should be staggering them after about 6 minutes of the first quarter and 6 minutes into the third quarter. And Russell Westbrook should be playing with Paul George. And Kawhi should be playing with James Harden. I don't know for the life of me why James Harden's out there by himself and why at the end of the quarters it's a total bench unit out there. I don't understand. Completely don't understand. That's the way it should be. You can, if you want, you can start the game off with speed with Russell Westbrook and Paul George in there at 6 minutes. The 6 minutes, you can start to stagger. You don't take him out at the exact same time. If you want to wait and take Russ out at 6 and then take Paul George out at 3 and then bring them back in the third quarter when the other two sit, that's fine. Okay? You have to take them both off simultaneously if you don't want. But we should definitely be taking out Paul George. To me, in my opinion, we should be taking Paul George and Russell Westbrook off the floor at between the 6 and 3 minute mark of the first quarter. Bring them back at the beginning of the second, with probably 6 to 4 minutes. I mean, I guess you could wait to 3 if you want for Paul George. You could take Russ out first if you want to do that. That used to be his old rotation at OKC. But you can take Russell Westbrook out first if you want around the 6 to 5 minute mark. Wait to take Paul George out around the 4 to 3 minute mark. And then Kawhi and James Harden have a good 5 minutes to just kind of play amongst themselves. Okay? And play at their pace that's more comfortable for them. And then you can bring back, if you want, you can bring back Paul George first or Russell, however you want to take them out in the first quarter. You can put them back in a minute or two behind each other, and then James Harden, Kawhi get their rest, and then James Harden, and then Russell Westbrook and Paul George can really move. They can go. We know Paul George can run with them. He's done it. And then they can go, and they can move out there with Powell if you want them to, and things like that. So that's what with Terrence Mann, all of that. And that's what I think should happen. I don't understand all 4 of them sitting at the same time. And I don't understand having James Harden out there by himself. I guess he's trying to get James Harden in rhythm and things like that. But I think he'll do that if he's out there with Kawhi Leonard staggered. And I don't understand. That bench unit with Harden, it's not good defensively. Right now, Harden's pretty much hitting everything he shoots, so that's helpful. But even for the defense, I think it helps to stagger them and not have all 4 of them sitting. That I don't understand. That's the one thing Ty Lue's doing that has me scratching my head and gives me cause to pause, because it doesn't make any sense. So that's my critique of the coaching staff. Now, somehow I eked up out about 20 minutes on this game I didn't want to talk about because it was putrid. It was the worst basketball I think I've ever seen in my life. My eyes wanted to bleed. I mean, it was so hard to watch. It was so hard to finish. But the great thing about the NBA, you get to come back and do it again. All right? So right here is where I'll break things. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Westwood Podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Guys, thank you so, so much for listening. Really, really appreciate everything from you guys. The conversing on Twitter, the going back and forth, the disagreements, the agreements. I love it all. Watching the Clippers, the pain together, the triumph together. Something I love about the community of the NBA on Twitter and Russell Westbrook fan base. Truly, really, really do. Guys, hey, if you want to support the podcast, I have on listener support. You can support the podcast for only 99 cents, less than a dollar. Just click the link on the landing page, and I would really, really appreciate that. Also, if you haven't, this is free. If you love the podcast, please, please leave me a 5-star review. I really, really appreciate that. That would push my podcast out there even more, and I would be eternally grateful. But guys, Friday night, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern, Los Angeles Clippers, Dallas Mavericks, Luka and Kyrie versus the Big Four. I'll see you there. And as always, until next time, peace.